Manu Patra alerts dated 3 March 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the special leave petition filed by Shahjahanpur law student challenging the order passed by Allahabad High Court which granted bail to Chinmayanand in the sexual exploitation case. The court observed that there was no reason to interfere with the order. Calcutta High Court has directed the lower court to allow a chartered accountant involved in a goods and services tax scam of 98 crore rupees to bail if the petitioner approaches the authorities for compounding the offence. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has reconfirmed the principle that the touchstone for judging the benevolence of a resolution plan does not depend upon the manner wherein differently placed creditors are treated differently. Supreme Court has rejected the plea of Special Investigative Team, SIT, seeking early hearing of its petition challenging the anticipatory bail granted in 2018 to jail former Congress leader, Sajjan Kumar in 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Supreme Court has reiterated that a statement recorded under Section 161 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 is inadmissible in evidence and cannot be relied upon or used to convict the accused, but can be used only to prove the contradictions and or omissions. Supreme Court has observed that the Debt Recovery Appellate Tribunal cannot entertain an appeal under Section 18 of the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act, 2002 without insisting on pre-deposit. Supreme Court has reiterated that a court is not obliged to hear the accused before any direction for further investigation is made under subsection 8 of section 173 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Supreme Court has held that State Bank of India, SBI, employees who have taken voluntary retirement as per the 2000 Voluntary Retirement Scheme, VRS scheme, after 15 or more years of services on the cut. Off date are entitled to proportionate pension as per SBI Employees Pension Fund Rules, 1955. Supreme Court of India has upheld the Punjab and Haryana High Court order directing the Goods and Services Tax, GST, Department to reopen the facility to file or revise GST Tran 1 either electronically or manually. Delhi High Court has dismissed the petitions challenging the Aam Aadmi Party scheme to provide free bus travel to women on Delhi Transport Corporation and cluster buses, pointing out that it is a policy decision. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the central government to file a response within 3 weeks on a batch of petitions seeking to enforce a uniform civil code in the country. Delhi High Court has sought details of all government accommodations that have been vacated, reallotted, and how much dues or penal interest has been recovered from those who illegally occupy bungalows. Madras High Court has ruled that a woman giving birth to twins counts as two deliveries while denying maternity benefits to a Central Industrial Security Force employee when she had a third child after a second pregnancy. Andhra Pradesh High Court has scrapped the state government order providing 59.85% reservations and seats in local bodies for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward class communities, directing the government to set fixed reservations not more than 50% within a month. Kerala High Court has held that for elevation to the higher judiciary, a judicial officer should not be more than 58.5 years of age, as on the date of occurrence of a vacancy. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued a slew of directions for protection and restoration of Sakhna Lake in Chandigarh. The court has declared the lake to be a juristic person and has directed the state to pay 100 crore rupees in its favour as exemplary damages. Delhi court has deferred till further order the hanging of four death row convicts in 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case pending disposal of a convict's mercy plea. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Kolkata has held that the provisions of Section 68 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 would not be applicable in case of swapping of company shares in lieu of shares by the shareholders. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune Bench has held that the information technology, IT, support services rendered by a French company to an Indian company would not constitute a fee for technical services to as per Clause 6 subsection 1 of Section 9 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. National Anti-Profiteering Authority has levied a penalty of 37.85 lakhs rupees on Samsung India for not passing on the benefits of lower goods and services tax rate onto consumers on television models. Competition Commission of India has dismissed a complaint of unfair business practices made against Eastern Railway by Abhiraj Associates Pvt Ltd, noting that Eastern Railway does not have any discretion in allotment of rakes as it is governed by a bilateral agreement between the governments of India and Bangladesh. Securities and Exchange Board of India has imposed a total fine of 10.75 crore rupees on Akash Aptifiber and its five directors in a matter related to manipulation in the issuance of global depository receipts.